Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy as we read through this book of Esther to see over and over again that you are in control. And regardless of whether or not our circumstances show us that, we can know by this book that you are. I pray today that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and teach us more about you and your Son Jesus and your ways. And we'll be careful to give you the thanks for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is A Gallows for Mordecai, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 5, and verse 14. After Haman returned home from being a specially invited guest to a banquet held by Queen Esther, Haman boasted of his greatness to his wife and friends and told of his bereavement because of Mordecai. After listening to Haman's complaint, in chapter 5 and verse 14 of the book of Esther, both Haman's wife and his friends have some interesting advice concerning Mordecai. We read, "Then said Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go in merrily with the king unto the banquet." And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made. Misery loves company, and retaliation for misery is loved as well. By the beginning of this verse, we see that Haman found his wife and guests to be on his side. This verse begins, "Then said Zeresh his wife and all of his friends unto him, Let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon." Haman's words obviously affected those with whom he told because of their extreme suggestion. Their desire was that Mordecai's rebellious attitude be overcome by a large public display of the reaction to his insubordination. As far as Haman's wife and friends were concerned, a 50-cubit high gallows, which is about 75 feet high, would be a sufficient retribution for Mordecai rebelling against him. And their suggestion that Haman speak to the king about the implementation of Mordecai's hanging only further showed their aligning with him. The verse goes on to say, "Then go in merrily with the king unto the banquet." Zeresh and Haman's friends thought that he should remove the object of his displeasure, Mordecai, and then go in merrily to eat with the king. As long as the haunting thoughts of rebellious Mordecai were infiltrating Haman's mind, he could not go in merrily to eat. So to Zeresh and his guest, removal of Mordecai was his only choice. In other words, if Haman would just remove Mordecai, he would be happy. Finally, we read, "And the king pleased Haman," or the thing pleased Haman, "and he caused the gallows to be made." We can almost imagine Haman's reaction to his wife and his friend's idea. More than likely, a smile came on his face, and a sheepish and devilish look appeared on Haman's countenance, as he thought this would be a great way to display revenge upon his most hated foe. He would certainly teach Mordecai and anyone like him a lesson should they ever decide to rebel against him. He caused the gallows to be made, and little did he know the real use of that gallows was in his future. As we consider today's verse, we might chuckle a little if we know the end of this gallows idea. As though God was using his sense of humor, he allowed Zeresh and Haman's friends to convince him of something that would be used in God's future plans. Although at the time Haman's wife and guests thought they were doing Haman a favor, they were actually just pawns in the hands of an almighty God. Perhaps our pondering today should be about the immediate plans we have for our own lives. Do they somehow fit into God's plans for the future? Are we being aligned presently for what the Almighty has in store for us in the days ahead? Do those things that seem favorable or unfavorable somehow align with the Lord Jesus' purpose for our lives? The gallows built for Mordecai certainly affected Haman's life, and perhaps the event in our lives will affect us as well. Next time, we will start a new chapter and see the king with insomnia. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.